you know, first, I'm excited to be here today representing Coffeyville Community College and the community of Coffeyville. They've been very supportive throughout our program, through my years there, and the tradition that comes along with Coffeyville. And very excited, again, to be here today to represent them the way they should be represented. We've got a number of guys returning with some experience, but not great experience on either side of the ball. It's kind of how it is every year at the junior college level. You have that turnover. So we're hoping the young guys that did get a little bit of experience on offense and defense are able to step up this season. Did a good job through the spring. I was not there for the majority of the spring, but kept in touch with my staff and got to see a little bit at the end, and was excited about the progress that those guys were making on each and every day basis. Top players, kind of like Coach said before, hopefully we have a number of top players. Don't know exactly who those are going to be yet. Camp will kind of sort those out. Every year you think you've got some top players and they don't kind of step up like the way they should, and you have some other guys that just outwork them. So, again, to single anybody out wouldn't be fair at this time, because we're hoping a number of guys step up and are able to fill that role for us. Conference race, competitive, just like it has been for the past few years. Like Coach said before, anybody can win any week. You've got to do a great job each and every week preparing your kids, put them in position to be successful. My staff this year, again, we've had some turnover with it, but through this spring, the way they stepped up and the bond that they made with the players and the players buying into to what our coaches are doing and putting in the position that they're putting them in, I'm very excited about it. One of the most excited seasons I'm looking forward to on a number of different reasons, but big reasons is because the staff and the chemistry that we have between our staff and players from the spring and the summer sessions that we've had. I feel like we've got a good mixture of players throughout the country. Don't want to single out Kansas, Georgia, Florida. The way the league is now, you want the top players, and we feel like we've gone out and our staff has worked really hard to put us in position to go get a lot of those guys to come in and be a part of what we're doing. The strength of our team, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, with the depth, be able to go out and compete each and every week, each and every practice. That's important to us, that they're competing each and every practice, and the guys that are able to do that are going to step up and get those opportunities to play on Saturday. There's not going to be that, well, I know I'm better than the next guy, so, hey, you're going to have to play me. Those days are over. So we're excited about that, and the guys did compete really well this spring and competed this summer and competed well together instead of just against each other. They were helping each other out at practice to push each other to get better each and every day. So the chemistry of our team hopefully is going to be a very solid part of what we've got. Talk about weaknesses. Hopefully we're able to eliminate that. Kicking game will be an unknown for us. We've been fortunate the last couple of years to have really good punters, really good kickers in our program kind of returning. That is a little bit of an unknown part for us, so anxious to see how that plays out this camp coming up. I want to thank everybody that's here, the media, my family, my wife, again, my coaching staff for the things that they've had to do to step up and fill in some gaps and take on roles that maybe they hadn't taken on before. And they did that with flying colors. I want to say a special thanks to Craig Helser, him and the officials, the support that they've given this conference. They've given coaches. They've given, you know, on a personal level, is second to none. So there's a lot of things, again, that they do behind the scenes that make our conference so much different than any other conference that's out there in the country. I know we complain here and there, but I've been in some other conferences. What our head of officials and the officials do on a weekly basis, we've got it very fortunate. We're very fortunate with that. Again, media, thanks for coming out, covering our conference. It's a big part getting our name out there, especially now with Twitter and all that stuff. The exposure that our conference has on a national level is second to none. So, again, appreciate everything that you do with that. Any questions? Perfect. All right. Have a good day.